Okay, with passion. Yeah. Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but don't worry. They are guaranteed to be poor quality material. So join us and listen in as the brew crew talks about what ails their life. Now let's see what we're drinking.
Unmute yourselves. Let's begin the shenanigans.
And now you both can hear me.
Yes.
Okay.
I can.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who's hosting, by the way?
That's a good question.
Me.
Oh, okay. Mike's got it.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
Mike's
barely all here.
Yeah, it's all you, Mike.
No, it's not.
Yeah, don't worry. You got it.
Okay.
Mike, it's a fancy looking microphone you got there.
Hey, thank you.
That's a new mic, Mike.
Yes, it's my new mic. Yep, that's right.
It's the mic.
The micest of all the mics.
It's my bike pump. Hey, welcome to episode 8 of Poor Quality. My name is Michael Wadena. It is so good to be alive. I am joined with Trent and Matt, just as always. Except, is this our smallest cast?
It is a small, well, except for episode 0, but yeah.
Episode 0, we had 3. And also, back to when you said it was great to be alive. It is, especially because of that calendar joke. I listened back to the last episode at our calendar joke. Holy cow.
That was brutal.
That was the most morbid I have ever been in my life.
Yeah. I remember I wasn't on that cast, so I'm sorry for all of you who missed me last week. But I listened through and I was like, yeah.
That was a lot.
It was a
that
lot.
That was rough.
It was tasteful.
That's just my my real life thoughts as I walk through the mall.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. Oh, I am recording from Wisconsin, and lucky me, I am able to indulge in Wisconsin craft brews. This one in particular, I'm just opening up. It is an Onyx Black Ale brewed by Point Brewery, which
classic
Point. I really want to bring back a bunch of points and have them on the next few episodes of the cast. But yeah, hold on one sec. I just got to take a little sipple.
Sure.
A little. Did he say sipple?
He sure did. And you know what? We're going to let it just go.
I actually kind of liked it. Oh,
all right. This is it's a black ale,
mm-hmm.
a black ale, and you can definitely taste like the malts that kind of make it that deep chocolatey rich flavor.
Sure.
What's our prompt for, like, how are we describing our beers?
It's up to you. You are the host.
That's yikes. True. If your beer was a planet, in our solar system.
I like it.
Mine is going to be Pluto.
Okay.
Because...
Why?
Because it's...
Tell me why. Tell me why right now.
It's...
Give me a reason.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Right now.
I'm trying to give
as
you...
As to why...
I will...
Your beer...
Is not a planet.
Oh. Trent is right. Trent is right. I didn't even realize that.
Well...
It's a dwarf planet.
It looks like Trent has found me out. I'm actually not drinking a beer.
Oh, what?
No.
You're drinking a dwarf beer.
Wait, what?
It was decided upon by the International Planet Beer Society.
That's not a...
I don't.
Mark.
Yep.
Could be.
It is now.
It's good to me.
welcome to the first International Planet Beer Society meeting. I'd like to take roll call.
I'm here, but I don't want to be.
It's Mike Wadena and Pluto.
Trent Safford and Pluto.
Present and leaving.
All four members are here. And I'm immediately disbanding this group because it sucks.
Because this is awful.
And Pluto's not even a planet.
Why are we meeting? Nobody brought snacks. You just brought shitty beers. Oh.
We brought what?
I can't
say that. I'm sorry.
My earthen ears can't handle whatever language you're talking.
I'm sorry.
PG-13.
I have been at home, and sometimes my sailor mouth gets the better of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was because of you know, central Wisconsin.
Oh, sure.
All those sailors.
Yep. No. Well,
they got cheese heads and potty mouths. That's what I've always said.
Yeah, sure.
That's right.
You're sure
shooting.
Sure shooting. You're darn tooting, huh?
You're sure as shit.
Okay. Y'all need to quit it with this alien talk.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of ale, Ian.
Oh, Matt, nice.
Matt, what are you drinking?
Speaking of alien.
Oh, no. Mike, it's too perfect. No. Maybe with the perfect setup, he'll finally veer off the course.
Oh. It's just... We did it.
No.
Matt?
It's beautiful. I'm Matt, and tonight I'm not drinking a beer because I only have the beer that I was drinking last week, and I don't want to double down, even though Lion and Google's Lake Water Cranberry Shandy is great. Mm-hmm. So, tonight I've made a whole new drink. It's wet. It's wild. And it is the combination of gin and squirt. And I call it...
go for it.
What do you call it?
Go for it.
Drurt.
Oh, oh, it's so bad.
Oh, I don't like it.
No one likes it.
Drurt.
Jurt.
Jurt.
Excuse me, bartender. I'll have a tall glass of jurt.
Jurt. Sorry, sir. You're going to have to leave.
Please. We don't accept that kind of language here.
That is gross and disgusting.
Use real words.
You can bring that to partners. Mike!
Mm.
Because it's a gross Stevens Point bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it reminds me of the planet. Of the hit TV series cartoon Sigourney Weaver. Trent, what are you
No.
drinking?
Matt.
Trent.
Matt.
Trent.
Matt.
Trent.
Matt.
Trent. Hey.
So... There's two parts to this.
Mm-hmm.
My real answer, and then what talking about planets makes me want to talk about.
Okay.
So I'm drinking a double IPA from Hop Rising. Hop Rising double IPA from Squatters.
Okay.
Actually, this works just fine. So it's from Squatters. Mm-hmm. Craft beers based in Salt Lake City. So being Squatters, I'd have to say Uranus. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Whoa.
I'm gonna have to bleep that.
It's Uranus. Well, then you're still saying urine. You're either saying urine or anus. So
I thought it was Uranus.
Which Uranus? What are you drinking?
Uranus.
I think that's the original Latin.
Yes.
Uranus.
You know.
Anyway, in a third grade choir musical about the planets, your boy here did get the part of Uranus.
Who is not surprised? I'm going to show my hand in a raise of hands. It's me. I'm not surprised.
But wait, as he comes parading in with the other planets, the kid in front of him pukes.
Oh, God.
All over.
Nice.
How nervous could you be? You're a planet.
And poor little Uranus has to sidestep a puddle of puke. And meanwhile, nice. My family is just laughing. And I'm crying.
And that's when Uranus's gravity was all thrown off.
That's the perfect joke. You've got butt humor.
Yep.
You've got throw up humor.
Yep.
And you've got Trent crying.
Yep.
That's the perfect combination to make the ultimate joke.
That's what I've always dreamed of.
It is every family gathering for me. It's my reality.
Is it a joke?
Wait.
No. Yes.
Yes.
Or is it just...
Not no.
Or is there just Trent crying and puking?
Yeah.
And butts.
There's a lot of that.
Oh, God.
A lot of butts.
A lot of butts. Not too many, but a lot.
But a lot.
Oh, quite. More than you'd prefer.
Enough. Well, but more
a
than
tasteful
enough.
A tasteful amount.
A tasteful.
I wouldn't say tasteful just when I'm talking about butts.
Yeah, I don't.
If you had a hungry, hungry taste for it.
No.
A hankering.
And nobody has a hankering for the Stratford butts.
Mm-hmm. Stratford, that's how you say the name.
My favorite Bon Iver last name I have.
Trent's last name. Trent Stratford.
Trent Stratford.
What? Hey, how was your guys' Christmases? Christmas-ize.
Well, according to Trent, his was full of butts and pukes, so...
I mean, sounds like mine.
Not wrong.
Family gathering.
All right.
Not wrong.
Okay.
Matt, you made
Trent,
it.
You want to... Oh, me? Okay.
Oh,
what do you say?
I'm hosting. Matt, you made it home.
Oh. I did. For, I think, 4 days, I was able to fly back, and I was able to see my fiance.
Oh, that's so cute.
Hannah. And it was great.
My sister?
What?
No, not your gay sister, Trent.
Oh, no.
My gay sister, Trent.
A book by my family. That's why I'm crying and puking this season.
See the adapted musical this summer.
Yeah. The sequel to Sisterhood of a Traveling Pants. Nope.
Sure.
All right.
My favorite Broadway musical.
I remember that musical. Second only to Hamilton.
Hey.
Wait, what's Hamilton?
A story about the Second World War. If we're talking about accuracy here.
It sounds like we've all been pretty accurate thus far. I don't think we have to worry about much.
Do you guys want to talk Tony Buzz?
Can I forge ahead with me?
Yeah, we did kind of sidetrack a little. Just a little sidetrack.
That's okay.
A little sidetracked here. Oh. Anyway, Mike, you were saying?
Oh. That's all me. Oh. Hey, last cast I was on was not my cast. So I got to make up for it. Got to make up for it somehow. But would love for you to continue, Matt. I'm curious.
This can be the Mike Whedina show, but I'm just going to quick say. It was really great. It was really good to see my family. It was really great to see my at-home kitten. Because, of course, I've got Penny now.
Mm-hmm. Penny!
Hi. And my at-home kitten is like 19 years old. And I don't know if it was because I've been around this teeny tiny cat named Penny. Hi, Penny.
Where's Taco?
I don't know. Hey, we'll talk about Taco and we'll talk about Taco in a second. That can be your Christmas story.
It's true.
But it was really great to see my at-home cat Lily. And I don't know if it's because Penny is so tiny, but Lily seemed huge and to have a big fat face. And I didn't remember her having such a big fat face. But
Penny, if you're listening, you're beautiful. Or Lily, if you're listening, you're
beautiful. Lily, if you're listening, you're beautiful, even though you got a big fat face. But then again, I feel like sometimes I do too. If you catch me at the right angle in a photo or in real life, it sometimes looks like I got a big fat face, like my big fat faced cat. Anyway, I want to hear more about Trent's new kitten Taco.
Taco.
Do I need to get a cat? I'm not going to get a cat.
So Christmas Eve, the night before, Zach and Lita actually came down and spent the night at Mikasa, which was a lot of fun. We drank some wine and some beers and watched Home Alone until like 2 a.m. and had a great time. And the morning of, we wanted to go see Rogue One because I hadn't seen it yet. So we went to the fun beer eatery food place here, our movie place here in Des Moines. And on the way back, Lita said, she's like, I need to stop and get some craft supplies so I can finish wrapping presents tonight. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So we stop at this Dollar Tree so she can just get some ribbons and some tissue paper, just little things that she needs. And Zach comes in running. He says, hey, I got a surprise for you. I was like, okay. So we walk into the Animal Rescue League here in Iowa, and he says, if you find somebody that you get close with, Lita and I will cover the adoption fees. And aww. Yeah, it was really sweet, and it terrified me because I had no idea I was even going to be looking for a kitten.
Now, hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
When he said somebody, is he talking about buying an employee?
Yes. If you and the general manager here get really close.
If you hit it off.
I'll buy him, but you have to clean up after him.
Trent, you can't buy.
You gotta feed him.
You can't buy people, Trent.
I know. I wanna. This little. He normally comes scampering over when I call for him, so I don't know what he's doing. Sleeping or something.
Probably sleeping.
Might be. Getting into my cupboards. He's really fond of that. But anyway, I met this sweet gray tabby boy named. His name was Illidan, which was named after a World of Warcraft, like, demon god, I think.
All right.
Oh, that's disappointing.
So now he's named after a fantasy wizard chef from a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So he really moved up in the,
and
in the nerd
that
name
is
rank echelon.
Slightly less disappointing.
Slightly less, but... Yeah.
No, I love that. I'm so happy that you named him Taco.
Yeah, and he's exhibiting a lot of Taco-like behavior.
How do you spell Taco?
T-A-A-K-O.
Okay.
Like the famous taco from the famous podcast.
from the famous. It was funny. I called in to get his first appointment today. I'm like, and what's your cat's name? And I was like, it's T-A-A-K-O. He said, how do you pronounce that? And I was like, Taco. And they said, okay, I thought so. And I was like, yeah, my cat's named Taco.
Taco.
Taco? Taco?
Taco.
Taco. Arriba.
It's Moroccan.
It's Moroccan. Taco.
No, it's not. You can't roll the taco, though. Taco. You could have named it. You could
have named a roll taco. It's called the Chiquito.
Taco.
You can just have his middle name be something like Taco Arriba Safford,
or just Taco.
Or that's just how you call him, Taco. Come
here. Taco. Taco.
Just like that.
It's perfect.
It'll
perfect.
Catch on.
Perfect.
And oh. And the cats run away.
And the cat, he still hasn't come running. Makes me kind of worried. But it's fine. I'll see what my boy's up to. But yeah, I was really scared. And Zach and Leader were both like, if you feel pressure, like, you don't have to do this. But then this handsome fella was just being so sweet and loving on me. And I was like, man, I don't really know why I'd say no. Like, I need to tell my landlord, but that's like the only reason. That's the only thing I have to do. And then just like love and care for this animal. There's really not a whole lot of things to take care of.
Right.
So I was just like, okay. Okay, you know what? Yes. And I was really scared, but he's been nothing but a sweetheart. And yeah, he's my whole life now. He's my sweet, sweet boy.
Kitten.
That's good.
Cat dad. Yeah.
I actually don't know where Penny went.
I'm going to go find
Penny real quick. Can we take a brief hiatus? Yeah, I'm going to go find Penny.
Yeah, that's good.
Mike, you can go find your pet.
Yeah, I'll get another beer. And turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Oh, I found somebody. So this little handsome devil was sleeping in my dresser drawer because it was left open just a little bit. So he climbed in and got real cozy, and it was real sweet.
I found Penny. Hold on, I'll give a little video. Oh, hi, of Penny. Penny as well. Hey there, Penny. How you doing? Mike, how do you feel right now?
I'm feeling the love all the way from here.
Because we are all cuddling our kittens, and you...
This could have been
our
pet
show,
cast.
Mike.
Yeah, it's not my cast again.
It's the Mike Wadena cast.
Not my not my cast.
It's all about you.
Now enjoy the next 20 minutes of playful monologue featuring me.
Featuring Mike.
And Trent and Matt playing with their cats.
That's right. That's right, Penny.
Oh, yeah.
What?
No, I can actually do a pretty good taco.
They are actually very cute, I gotta say.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good boy.
Penny, what are you doing?
Ooh, Penny. Taco's not purring, which is kind of a bummer. Normally he's sawing logs. Well, if you want to bite me, then say something. Don't be cuddly if you're fixing to chomp on my fingers.
I'm teaching Penny not to bite as well.
Oh, but it's so cute sometimes.
It is. I let her gnaw on me a little bit sometimes. Yeah. But if she really tries to get in there, I'm like, hey, Penny, you don't see me biting you.
Not nearly as often.
So, Matt, the way that your webcam was just positioned, it was just your torso and like a nice dress shirt. Petting Penny. It was very Godfather. Like, yes. He's turned around at his desk, petting his cat, just talking to his...
Mike, I'm going to get you a meeting with my contact, but you can't see his face, but you're going to see his cat, okay? Don't mention the cat.
You can see it. You can see his cat.
Do not acknowledge the cat.
Do not acknowledge the cat. Do not acknowledge the fact that you cannot see his face. Otherwise, you will be dead. Dead to me, dead to him, dead to the whole world.
Don't look the cat straight in the eyes.
The cat will know.
But don't let it know where you're not looking.
Hey, boys. Another hiatus for me. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
One sec.
What?
Mike?
Mike, a nice tum-tum.
Yeah, I will.
Speaking of good torsos, look at that.
Hi, Penny. Oh, you're taking a look at my Ritz crackers, are you?
Oh.
Okay.
You smell that, do you?
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, love good you, night, Mike.
Love you too.
You're beautiful.
Bad one.
Love you. Love you too, Mike.
Oh, so much love around here. That's what the Christmas season's all about.
It sure is, except for it's over.
It's over. The Christmas season is over.
But the Christmas lights are still up. That means the season's still on.
That means you're crazy.
Yeah, that's just like Halloween. I think I allow people till New Year's. That's when you have to get off your lazy
Now, what about just like general winter decor? Like, I've got some like nice wreaths, which I don't think are necessarily Christmas limited.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. I think wreaths really? Are exclusively
I think,
Christmas.
I think take down... the thing is, I love Christmas trees. I just don't want to like overdo. I don't want to overdo Christmas trees because then it makes the season less special.
No, but every day after Christmas that you have a Christmas tree up is...
I mean, it's another day closer to Christmas.
Just like a crime against humanity. You're not wrong, Mike, is the thing.
Yeah.
Every day you leave it up, it's a day closer to next Christmas.
That's one less day of... get up and go do it that you have to do.
Yeah.
I had never thought about that.
The later it gets, the less likely you are to actually take it down, which actually makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of economic sense.
It's very efficient, except I don't know how enthused I would be if I walk into a friend's house in like July and like, oh, your Christmas tree. Yeah, I haven't taken it down yet, actually.
Haven't taken it down yet.
Totally lost track of the time. It's July. Yeah, you know.
It makes a good place to hang your swim trunks.
I dry my tank tops on there after a good
On the dead branches. Have you not watered it since Christmas?
Yeah, sure. You know, I kind of just let her do its thing for a couple months.
I just grew this one up through the floor of my house, dear. It's living.
All of the needles are on the ground. Have you not vacuumed since December? Like, what is going on in this house?
I just love Christmas so much. With my dead tree. My dead tree.
Yeah, but I feel like if you loved it, you'd water it. But you have neglected this tree.
Yeah, you know, I kind of think of it as an extension of my own self.
Little do you care about yourself then, good sir?
I just let it die.
Yeah, you need to see someone. This is gross negligence.
Yeah, I love Christmas.
One tree would be like, okay, but you've got 20 trees in your living room.
You get a tree every time it's Christmas time, but you don't throw them out. Do you rebuy lights and ornaments every Christmas?
Year 3 was my favorite.
There are literally 20 trees in this room.
I'm glad you like my tree room.
You remember 17 years ago, and that's your favorite?
Oh, yes. It was a blue spruce. It had a really nice twinkle on its
This is a fire hazard, if nothing else.
Something bad. There's going to be a TLC show.
Tree hoarders.
This is bad.
What would that even be called? Christmas lovers.
Something.
No.
Forevergreen.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, I like that. I was trying to think of an evergreen one. You got it. You nailed it. Except Forevergreen TM at Byers.
Oh, no. TM Colin Parker. Wait, no. Speaking of Christmas being over, and I'm coming down to
Happy New Year.
Happy America Day.
Happy America.
You're another year older.
New Year's. Happy New Year.
President.
America.
New birthday.
Let's not talk about that part.
Interesting.
Did you like that, Mike?
Yeah.
The mic cast is staying on the rails and on topic.
It was tasteful.
Hey, Mike, nice. You know what I would love to talk about if you give me a chance to talk about, if you ask?
If you'll allow it,
if you requested it verbally.
If you were to send a written document with your signature, signed here, 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 and here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you inquired, I would aspire to be your desire.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like the sound of that.
If you wanted to maybe ask about how our New Year's resolutions last year went, if we made them, and what we're going to do this year, that could be something
That would be interesting.
You know, that could be of some interest.
That reminds me. I wanted to ask you guys, how did your New Year's resolution last year go? And how will that compare to this year?
Yeah. How genuine.
That's what that reminded you of? How did you get that from what I said?
It's genuine and natural. That was so... Oh, I love this genuine and natural podcast.
Our chemistry's so really getting there, guys. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's so genuine and natural.
I can feel the flow. Oh, my
God. Flow. It's so fluid.
It's so fluid.
It's so liquid.
Liquid.
Fluid.
Like the ocean.
Fluidity.
Like the fluidity is key.
The ocean waves calm and good move podcast. Like a liquid.
Ooh. Flow.
So smooth.
So
ebb. So flow.
Gentle.
Gentle.
Liquid. New Year's. A Trent.
River breeze. I wanted to, I think my original goal was 100 days of working out this year. 100 nice. Days of intentionally working out. And I think I actually hit it because those first 3 months that I was home, I was really good about going to the Y every day and went a couple odd days after that. So I think I want to up it to like 200 this year, which hopefully more than that. But if I'm, you know, exercising every other day or, you know, close to, then I think that will be a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know if you're doing that math right.
Well, I mean, 200 is obviously more than 365. Is half.
200 is not more than 365. Then the halfway. I'm going to go ahead and stop you there.
200 is...
200 less than 365.
More than 180.
That's... Fair. Yeah. One of those was right.
So every other day, if you do the one that has more or something like that.
What?
Every other day...
No, I got you. Totally there.
And some days twice.
What?
I don't want to die, okay?
No, good. I don't want you to die.
I'm trying. Maybe I will die this year, but I don't want it to be from a heart attack.
Based on that calendar idea.
Yeah. Yeah, get a drink of your
Jort. My
what do you
jerk? My jerk.
You got to swig your jerk.
Oh Lord, that's gross.
My squin.
I was not sure how this was gonna taste.
That's fine. Squirt's supposed to be like one of the better whiskey chasers.
What?
Squirt's supposed to be like a good whiskey chaser. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I like to make old fashions with a little squirt. I hope that doesn't sound as gross as it does in my head right now.
Feeling down in the dirt? Try a squirt of jerk.
Oh, try a squirt. You jerk.
Squirt your jerk. Squirt your jerk.
What? Stop that.
No. Oh. Speaking of enjoying your drinks, so I am enjoying this beer, first of all. Oh, good. Maybe we should talk more about New Year's resolutions, but I want to butt in and say...
Mike's show.
My show, no.
It's Mike. It's please, all about Mike this show.
Allow me. I was not thinking I was going to be able to drink a beer tonight. Last night, we went out for Zach's 22nd. He turned 22 yesterday. And
we need to make a significant distinction between the two. True. Zachs, yeah. Because I know that like two episodes ago...
He did come up.
We didn't make a distinction. So okay. let's always call him Pozo.
Yeah, I'll do
something.
That. I'll do that. So I'm in Wisconsin hanging out with my buddies and Zach Pozo. Let's call him Pozo. He it was his birthday. We went out, we got really, really swifty at the bowling alley and went downtown and did all these things, and it was just classic birthday shenanigans. We were planning to have his sister pick us up from the bar, like at bar close or whatever, just so we could have a ride home, be safe, all that. Mm-hmm. That did not happen. We ended up getting a ride from Kaylee, who's my stepsister. She drove us like a whole car full of boys back here to my dad's house. Not a good idea, Mike. My dad was on call, which I knew, and I did not want to come back here, but that's the way it worked out. We came back here and just were silly loud, just stupid loud. And, I was, I mean, I was off my wall, off my rocker. I was very drunk. But mm-hmm. And like my dad comes, it's like 3:30 in the morning, and my dad opens the door to the staircase or whatever, and he's walking down, and I am passed out. Zach is in the bathroom having some quality time with the porcelain, and
one out of three for a Trent Safford family get together.
Yeah.
Kaylee's just yelling, and Spencer's just rolling around, and oh my god, it was just a mess for him to walk in on. And I woke up the next morning, and I had like no idea. So I go upstairs, and my dad is just leaving work wearing his like work clothes, and I was like, "Morning," and he's like, "I am so surprised that you are alive talking to me right now." I was like, "Yeah, Dad, I'm good to go. I'm going to go get some bloodies with the boys."
Back at it again, Dad.
But the rest...
Aren't you proud of me?
Please love me.
Do a shot with me, Dad.
Dad, tell me you're proud.
The rest of the day today has been a series of figuring out. Like, it's like the hangover scenario where you're trying to figure out exactly what happened throughout the course of the night. Spencer lost his wallet. We found it after going to Quick Trip, looking at the security footage on the cameras, going to Nick's and like it was crazy. We searched like Nick's truck because we had gotten a ride from him at some, or he did. I honestly don't remember itinerary of things, but we ended up finding his wallet. My phone ended up in Zach's back pocket, Pozo's back pocket in the morning. And I'm like, well, what in God's name? It was the silliest.
I saw the Snapchat. I saw the Snapchat of that one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What bang bang Snapchat. Shout out. Little plug.
Oh my goodness.
Pretty flawless. Smooth podcasting. Oh my gosh. Every time I come home, it's so easy to just go get swifty with your buddies. Drinks are so cheap in Wisconsin. It's insane.
Yeah. Gas is expensive. Beer is cheap.
Oh my gosh. I was at the gas station. It's $10 for a 12-pack of Miller. And if you buy two of them, you get a third one for free. So it's $20 for 30 beers. Or no, 36 beers. That is insane.
That's a couple
beers. Yup.
That's nuts. Love it.
Love it. Love you, Wisconsin.
Love you, Wisconsin. Good to be home.
Good job, Wisconsin.
Oh, but even then, I went to MyCast. I went to the grocery store to go get some craft brews. And there's so many options here. I swear I could. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Midwest is great for that.
Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. Which is why I just want to bring a bunch home.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's hear about the New Year's resolution there, Mike.
Yeah, sorry for that. I really went off. Last year, my New Year's resolution... I totally remember, because I wanted to make an album this year. And I made an album this year.
Hey, nice.
Nice.
Too bad you couldn't do it.
Sucks.
Too bad. Yeah, you only got an EP. Oh, you tried.
Only six songs. You did well. It didn't really feel like you tried.
It didn't feel like you tried. Also, the bass.
Can we talk about bass?
Bass was bad.
Yikes.
Bass was bad.
It's my favorite joke of all.
Let's do it. Let's have a quick backstory inside joke.
Oh,
God. Because nobody else is gonna get that other than Chris.
Yeah.
Do we want to start with Chris working on a song?
Well, no. I was gonna start at the beginning in 1994.
Oh,
wait, when did I born, Mike?
95.
Sorry. 1995, Mike was born.
36 Miller Lights cost $7.99 at the local gas and go.
At the local Quick Trip.
Wow. Okay. So Mike was raised in jazz band and regular band, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. playing bass. Mm-hmm. Upright and then electric bass and jazz band. And so he brought that along, and he was also the lead vocalist and bassist for his band Point Blank.
Gosh, memories.
Yeah, what a band that was. So that was fun. So his background is in bass. Chris had him play bass on one of his projects that he was doing when he was getting his degree in audio engineering at Belmont. And so the running joke is that whoever played bass on that song really sucked.
But, and like, it was Mike's, like, I think first big music-y thing at Belmont.
And it was.
Yeah.
It was in one of the nice studios there, and he was he was so excited. He just, you know, hammered down and learned the song.
It was really cool.
And Chris, he's a perfectionist, so when he's working on a song, it's all you heard in our house, just 24/7. If Chris was home, you heard the song that he was working on.
And we undercut the hell out of it. We just we were just like, Mike, it's too bad you couldn't play bass in this song, because whoever played bass on this song was awful. Like, you've never played bass, I know, but you could play better than this guy. Come on.
Whoever this hack is.
Jeez. This is a hack, this guy. So.
My favorite bit was, anyone can play bass. That's my favorite.
That's right. Anyone can play bass. You kidding
me? You kidding me? Get out of here.
Yeah. So that's that. Little background on that. It's too bad about the bass on your album, though. It was
it really didn't come together the way
I'm glad you got Chris to play bass for your live stuff, because geez.
I don't know
who the guy was who played on your EP, Where I'm Going, Michael Wadena. Find it on Spotify, iTunes, and
you know, maybe it was Paul McCartney.
It could have been Paul McCartney.
Yesterday.
He plays left-handed, but he shouldn't.
He's left-handed. He's very good at it.
He's not. Wait, Trent, can you go grab your acoustic guitar and give us a little Paul McCartney real quick?
Wait, did you mean this acoustic guitar?
Oh, you know I did. Let's see that left-handedness.
Here we go.
Let's hear a little bit.
Okay, I gotta get my headphones out the way.
Make sure it's left-handed, though.
It's... I don't know how to tell you that it is.
It's Yesterday, by Paul McCartney.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
Oh, Lord.
Now it looks as though they're here to say, oh, I believe... Yesterday.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, I was a founding member of the Beatles.
I do know that. I knew that fact.
I'm very good. I'm Paul McCartney.
It's too bad in your old age you've forgotten how to play.
I got bored of being so good and famous. I started learning with my right hand, and now I'm switching back to left, and it's a big learning curve. You know, maybe that's what the bass player was doing too. They were giving it the old switcheroo to really test their musical abilities.
It's too bad. It's oh, I'm sorry, Mike, about your New Year's resolution and your album, that it had to be so bad.
That's what it's come down to.
It really is a bummer. I wish we could say you checked that one off, but I mean...
Yeah, it really is.
It is a shame.
I could make six songs of fart noises and call it an album. I mean,
anyone can do it.
The thing is that you have done that, Trent.
Please.
And it was really successful.
Oscar-nominated soundtrack.
Oscar-nominated soundtrack.
What? It won a Tony.
What was the song? Booger Stew.
Booger Stew.
If I'm remembering correctly. Yeah. Are we just doing the inside joke episode?
That's what it seems like. Delved into a little bit here.
Before I tell you about my New Year's resolution, let's explain the Booger Stew inside joke.
Let's explore that realm.
Trent, you'll have to remind me. I don't remember exactly how it started, but I remember how it ended. I think it was when you got your new camera and you took a video of. I bought a blanket of a polar bear and a little baby polar bear, and it was probably like the least classy thing you could buy at Walmart, a blanket with like big polar bear on it. And I hung it up. This is sophomore year of college. I hung it up on my wall, and Trent took a video of it. And then It was like a 15-second video. Uh-huh. Then he uploaded it to his computer. He put it into Final Cut, and then he kind of played around with with the
experimented
tint.
With the medium.
Yeah, experimented with the color settings, kind of adjusted it through the spectrum of the color wheel, and then exported it, and then showed it to me, and said it was up for a Grammy as a full-length feature film. Called Booger Stew. Now, what we did after that was search.
You're forgetting about the part in the video where the text tracking, so that when the video came into view, it did say Booger Stew.
You're right.
Like, in a Comic Sans.
Booger Stew in Comic Sans was in. And here's what we did next was we looked up Booger Stew on YouTube. And we found. We got a hit. Which we were not expecting.
No, not in the least bit.
If you're up for it, listener.
Yeah.
Go ahead and look up Booger Stew on YouTube. You will not be disappointed.
You will not. Let me see if I can.
Oh, no. Are we going to... We're going to get a...
I just want to get like I want to get a view count on it.
Oh, sure. If you want to open up your...
We're at 1,362.
And most of those were us because it was so funny. Can you give us a little taste of it through your MacBook speakers? Just a little taste. Everybody be quiet. Let's just hear.
I have to get up on my phone. I think it's actually the Breaking Bad intro.
Almost.
Out west I met an outlaw. His name was Big Nose Billy Boo.
The lyrics are on this video, and they are in Comic Sans, so clearly this guy had the same kind of thematic interpretation of what Booger Stew.
Booger Stew. Booger Stew. Ah, yeah. Alright, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
That's tasteful.
Enjoy. 1363! Woo!
We don't want to get a copyright claim on this.
Yeah,
I know, but I did. I mean, I made my video before I even saw that. So I mean,
That's true. Here's my question.
Pretty hipster, though, Trent.
Yeah. Here's my question. Why didn't we use that as our theme song? Like, sure, the Waker song is great, but
it is.
Oh, you mean off their album "This Is Waker"? That one,
yeah, yes. That song. But Booger Stew though.
Booger Stew though. Yeah, I. Well, you see, the thing is...
The thing is...
Booger Stew, it, like, sets an atmosphere, you know? It really brings you somewhere.
We can't bring anything, you know, beneficial after starting the show with Booger Stew.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's your highlight right there, every episode. I get it. Guys...
My name's Paul McCartney. I'm here to open for One Direction.
Guys, we are way out...
We're off the rails. But, Matt, I want to hear your New Year's resolution go.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution last year.
Was it not to talk about Sigourney Weaver?
Oh, Mike, I was going to bring it up, and then I got scared that it would lead us down an all too familiar
I hope 2017 brings us different sorts of jokes.
Different goofs. A fresh set from Santa.
That's not what you get. You don't get that for
you
New
know,
Year's.
You know, New Year's Santa.
New Year's Santa.
2016, my New Year's resolution was to see Alien for the first time.
Okay.
Gosh.
It wasn't.
And so far, I have still not seen Alien ever.
No way. You have to have seen Alien.
I have not seen Alien ever.
Oh.
And that being said, it is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, makes sense.
Starring star actress Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
I've heard of her.
The greatest actress.
I've got a vague knowledge of her existence.
I have an idea of her.
Did you know she was a cartoon and a hot mom?
No, I did not.
Here's the thing. When we're in episode 250,
okay,
and I've brought up Sigourney Weaver every episode, and we're millionaires our hit podcast.
I thought about this today. I said, Matt's doing this thing. He's in too deep. If he quits now, then it's not funny. He's got to commit now.
That is true.
And this is bad. I hate it. Oh. I hate it.
We're
riding that bell curve back to Funny Town, and I see that on the horizon.
It's not going to be funny for a while.
It's pretty far off.
Scandal of 2017 said maybe next year.
Looking for
If I stop now, it would be the weird 8-episode goof that I quit on. So.
And we would just hate that.
I think make it to 2018.
We would all hate it. We would all hate it if I stopped talking about Sigourney Weaver. I just know it. And you might not admit it. Zach will never admit it. And Colin loves it. So
I think Colin loves it, yes.
That's probably Colin's favorite. Goof. He's his favorite goof.
Oh, yes.
It's the freshest goof that New Year Santa brought around the chimney.
Santa brought it down the chimney for the new years. New years. Whoops.
that's New Year's clause. New Year's, yeah. Baby.
Wow, New Year's. Sorry I said that, folks.
I mean,
this has been an inappropriate episode. Talk about butts and puke and...
It has. Mike, you were swearing for a while there.
Yeah, yeah.
You did too.
I swore once, but it was in... reference to Mike swearing.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Also during the break. I swore also once.
During the break. I also want to put out music this year.
Hey, nice.
Homegrown.
Nice.
Homegrown music. Yeah. So, I thought about maybe giving a little, like July 4th, little check-in. See how we're all doing come that weekend.
Smart.
You know, half year into whatever we're doing and try to keep each other accountable.
Did you set a reminder on your iPhone?
I can.
Siri, also remind me.
July 4th, check in boys for New Year's resolution.
Check in the boys.
On America's second birthday.
What?
I'm gonna wait. Actually, let's just breeze over that. I also, for real, want to set a New Year's resolution to release more music because I haven't released music in so long, and I am just itching to.
You have so much music, Matt. Years. So much music.
I do. Check I've in. Got a lot of unreleased music.
I do
what,
not.
Penny? What? Do you want to sit with me?
What's my New Year's resolution? I kind of need one.
Make some cash playing live shows.
What's this? Yeah.
To actually make money off of your music.
I'm making money tomorrow Friday.
Nice.
Hey.
Oh yeah, this podcast won't be out, but yeah, I'm playing. I was talking to the boys.
I saw that
playing at a restaurant here in town in Stevens Point. It's gonna be fun to play in front of my friends and like dinner and stuff. But yeah, they're being really.
Are you using all your pedals and the vocal pedal as well?
Unfortunately, no. I'm using my acoustic, and I'm going just honestly through my tuner to the PA, and I'll just have.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
Clean vocals, yeah, especially in a restaurant setting. I just want it to be really nice and relaxed.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm honestly so excited for this upcoming year in music. There's so many things happening, and I just hope it goes the way that it is going in my head.
I gotta say, that song that we were working on, Rattlesnakes,
yeah.
I'm so excited about that
song.
Yeah,
that one's really got me rolling.
Are you playing that one tomorrow?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be super fun. And then, so, wait.
Duper.
Actually, for the New Year's celebration, Trent, are you gonna be in Nashville?
You betcha.
That's awesome. What are you guys doing?
So, I'm alive. In
okay, cool.
It started in 1960
something. My grandparents met at the University of Nebraska Lincoln, and so that's been part of why I am a Nebraska Cornhusker fan by blood. Not so much because I'm a sports nut, but, you know, I'll drink a Miller and, you know, watch the Packers play, of course.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course, you have to.
Oh, sure.
Every time they stream local broadcasting, you know, I'll be there waiting there watching my boys play in the field. But, so, yeah, they're playing in the Music City Bowl on Friday.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, my dad and grandpa and brother and uncle and cousins are all going out for the game, and then I'm driving out separate so I can kick it with Matt.
That's awesome.
Woo! I'm all alone.
Because he's all alone, and I would be too probably if I came home.
That's perfect, actually.
Yeah.
That's going to be super fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. A good time. And I'm going to bring Taco. And
Taco.
Taco and Matt and Penny are all going to be friends, and it's going to be great.
I'm really interested to see how Penny reacts to other cats, because she was, you know, just in the...
Yeah.
She was just in the what's it called?
Shelter?
Shelter. And she seemed okay, but
yeah.
We'll see how they interact. I'm excited because Hannah and I are going to be together hopefully this summer, and she just got a kitten, and I'm really interested to see how Penny and Sailor, which is Hannah's kitten's name, are going to be together.
Oh, well, hello there, Sailor.
Hello, Sailor.
And I'm Taco.
Okay.
Oh, yikes. Forgot to record my audio, guys.
Rip.
My bad. Wait.
No, I swear. Oh my God,
I swear.
Well, I think that's about time. Is that time?
What?
Can we?
What? That
Wait.
Was so bad.
That was so... IR, look, it's
Matt,
time. It is
guys,
end.
I, Matt. Oh, I think it's the...
Now, Mike, I know this is your show. Mike, I know this is your show. And if I were you, I would maybe start an outro here, something naturally to, you know, get us set up to give our nicknames and what we thought about the show.
Yeah. I'd do an outro, and I'd do it really good.
Do it right. You'll ask me if I have anything to say. I'll talk about iTunes and about Instagram and about the email, and it'll all be great.
I'll talk about all my great jokes that I made.
All of his great jokes.
All of my great jokes.
Both of them.
All of the two jokes.
All two of my jokes. I think you guys just signed up for me.
You didn't know?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's give this a go.
Mike, you know, we give you responsibility.
We give you one thing.
One thing. I don't want to have to hold your hand through this. I mean, I'm just trying to give you simple guidance.
Look, Mike, I still want to hold your hand, but...
Okay, well then, it looks like we're bottoms up. Can I say that?
Wait, no.
No, no. Mike, that's so wrong!
Oh, gosh.
We don't say that until the end, Mike.
We were doing great, then Mike didn't know how to end the show.
I just don't have a nickname. I'm trying to stall.
It was Mike's cast, and it was a bad
and
one.
And it sucked, because it was Mike.
And Mike feeds, la-la-la-la-loo.
La-la-la-la-la.
Oh my gosh, I can't think of a nickname. I want to sign out, but I can't think of a nickname.
Literally...
Mike, when you're ready.
Literally Mike bad at nicknames, Wadena. Okay.
Is there some sort of communication? Mark, like it, you were just sitting there stoically.
It actually doesn't have to be good. You can say literally anything.
Are you frozen? I can't tell.
Nah, he's good.
I lost internet connection in the middle of the cast.
Because I click on his picture and nothing comes up.
Oh. Yeah, I just clicked on his picture as well.
What happened to Mike?
This is funny.
This has been Mike, and I'm out of here.
This has been Mike dropped call with Dina.
Mike with the Irish exit. Then he goes.
There he goes. Okay, Trent, who have you been?
Wait, where you go first? Because I don't know if I was going to steal yours.
Oh, no, you go. It doesn't matter.
And I've been Trent. Booger Snoop.
All right.
What would you do?
Okay.
Stu had it was my idea.
I've been Matthew Gwert. Byers.
Tastes like dirt. That's a gerb.
It doesn't taste that bad.
No, I bet it tastes just fine.
It's kind of weird, but it's not that bad. Should we sign out for him?
Yeah, I was going to.
Okay, go for it.
Well, folks, looks like we're without Mike and we're bottoms up. We'd like to we'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones and for Mike to leave with their song Gemini from their album This Is Waker. This particular show was okay, but then Mike left and, well, now it's just poor quality.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, but you know what? What else did you expect?
What did you expect? I expected Mike to stay a little bit longer.
I expected Mike to...
Jeez, to finish out the cast.
Yeah, for him to not just, I don't know, what's my name gonna be? This picture just stayed. It was like he printed out a picture of himself and then just taped it to the screen. Oh, no.
All right, end it.
A little scrap of paper, fold it into two. I've told the first one out, but the second said to you, will I look to